Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So I'm guessing we're about to hear Steve say mind your own business in today's OPP because it's about catching somebody cheating, and if they've cheated, you have to out somebody that you know is cheating. No,
MYOB.
See, I knew it was going to happen. Nina? Nina?
Hiya. Hey,
yay. There. Yay.
Tell us your story. What's happening?
Okay. I feel like a 12-year-old kid right now.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what to do. I recently visited my parents, and I saw something I definitely wasn't expecting.
Okay.
I usually call before I stop in, but I was just in this area, you know, my parents' area, and I showed up unannounced, which I never do. But I kind of let myself in the house, and I heard some noises coming from upstairs in my parents' bedroom. I'm so disturbed. I can't even talk.
This is like a bad horror movie. Like everything you're saying right now is like, don't go any further. Like,
stop. Turn around.
Let's go towards the chainsaw salesman. Okay. Yeah.
I really wish I would have took heed.
Okay.
So I'm coming in. I let myself in. My parents' bedroom door is open. It's cracked. You know, I'm not paying any attention. You know, I'm not thinking that far out. And I saw my mom in there with the man that was not my father.
Wait, oh.
You know for a fact it wasn't your father? There was something.
I know for a fact it wasn't my dad. My dad works late, and I know he's not there like he should be, or like my mom, you know, would like him home more. So.
And they were.
They were in the throes.
Yeah, they were mid thrust.
They could have been doing Pilates or something together.
Tell us about your Pilates prowess here. Right. I love to hear.
I barely pronounce
what moves.
It. I know. Right?
Nina.
So then, what was your next move? Could you could see like you saw it like you with.
I just got out of there as fast as I
could.
My heart dropped. I didn't make a sound. I just left. So I know she didn't see me.
Okay.
I know hopefully he didn't see me.
Good.
This
is good.
So she doesn't know that you know.
Good.
No, she doesn't
know. Oh, man.
So your first thing you should do is call a radio show. You got that check.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Do that. Get it out there like this. So then have you spoken to her?
No, I haven't, because this is the thing. You know, even though I'm grown, you know, and I understand things happen, I feel really hurt and betrayed.
Right.
You know, that's not that. My parents, I pride myself on my parents still being together. You know, like, it's not too many people can say that their parents are still together, you know, since babies. You know, my parents have been in love, always been in love. And, you know, at least I thought, you know, they had a happily marriage. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know, should I confront my mom or should I tell my dad? Like, I don't, or maybe I should just pretend like I didn't see this and keep this to myself.
That one. That's the one we should go with.
I don't like this. Because anytime we talk about cheating in this context, your dad's going to get devastated if he finds out. But he'd be more devastated knowing that you knew and didn't tell.
That's why That's why you can't get caught. I'm seriously.
Steve.
You got to keep it to yourself and not get caught.
I would absolutely 100% want to know, no matter how much it hurt me, if my wife were cheating on me, I would want someone to rip that Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just checking with your eyes.
I know nothing. I've seen nothing. I know nothing.
But yeah, and I would want my... It would suck if it were my children who told me.
Yeah.
But I would still want it.
But like, they could have an open relationship now. You don't really know what's going around with your... I'm trying to...
Let's query that. Shall we stay? Steve, I was going to say Stefan because I said query. Nina, do you think your parents have an open relationship?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah.
I mean, but you never, you know, you never know.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't say that to their kid.
All right,
but...
so.
By the way, Nina, your mom and I are going to now start boinking other people whenever we can. Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So
what's the upside of telling mom? What's the upside of not telling dad? What's the upside of telling dad? What's the, I don't hear, there's no upside to any of this.
I just... but she can't just like carry on like nothing, especially, I mean, it sounds like they're a close family. You can't just pretend like that didn't happen.
It's kind of her comeuppance for just barging into her parents' house. And, yeah.
Oh, so, okay. It's her fault.
There's a little something to what you, like, you've learned that lesson. Call ahead.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely. In anyone's house, I'm never dropping by.
Technically, Nina, even though you witnessed this, it's still none of your business. Even though they're your parents, and I get it, but it's still none of your business. That's their house, their lives.
But it's now she's in the position, to, like Slacker said, where if anything ever happened where they did find out she knew, her dad would be so hurt.
Yeah.
She's aiding and abetting this now.
Right. It's two members of your family kind of working against you.
Correct.
So don't get caught.
I hope that your answer is always continue the crime, just don't get caught.
Yes.
Got it.
Because there's no crime then. You don't get caught. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Hang on, Nina. Yeah. You know that Carol Baskin still killed her husband. The crime still happened.
Allegedly.
That doesn't mean that there's no crime. It just means she hasn't gotten caught. Like, to say that the crime didn't happen, there's still a dead guy.
Yep.
Right, like, but in order for it to be a crime, it's got to be in a court of law. There's got to be
a crime. It's a crime when it happens. It's just the punishment is the part you're talking about. There's no...
Yeah,
no punishment. That's the part I don't like. Okay.
But they're adults. She's an adult now. I mean, her parents are what, 6th, 5th?
I feel like the first people that are going to call are going to say what everybody says. Confront mom. I know. But like, mom's going to say what Steve said. Mind your own business.
Right.
Like, I'm doing my own thing. And then what are you going to do? You're going to threaten her? You're going to put a gun to her head and say, you tell or I will? I mean, that's the thing that...
ultimatum.
Yes. And like...
You're going to do that to your mom?
I would... Mm. I lean on the side of just going to dad and saying, mom's not who you think she is. Why don't you go talk to her?
Whoa,
really?
Walk out of the room.
Yeah.
Just
mic drop.
Pull the pin on the grenade. Roll that bad boy across.
Yikes. That is ruthless.
Wow. I know. And see if she tells the truth.
Okay. So you say, don't
put in mom's court. She's already a liar.
No.
She's already a cheater. Like, go to mom. Okay. I promise, Nina, I'll tell. No, you won't. You're cheating on your husband. You're going to do everything you can to cover your butt.
So keep the ball out of mom's court. Let's put it in dad's court.
You don't necessarily know that. Maybe she would, it would open her eyes to the reality of the situation. She would take responsibility for her actions and own it and like work to fix it.
Does anybody who's ever cheated ever not know that it's wrong? Not know that the situation is messed up? I mean.
Yeah, I think you know the situation is messed up, but sometimes you're like. You don't think about how it's going to affect everyone in your life because you don't think you're going to get caught. And then you get caught and you're like, oh my gosh, look at all the people I hurt.
Forget that it's the mom. Let's just say it was a friend or something. Would you go to those extremes too?
I wouldn't if it was a friend, but this is my family now. This is my dad you're hurting.
Yeah, but
I love when Steve gets back in the corner like,
still.
All right, so help Nina out. Should she?
Yeah, you're right. This isn't funny.
Confront. I know. Yeah, it's, yeah, I mean,
right.
What she saw is like
We would all be devastated.
Yeah.
But should she confront mom, confront dad? If anybody's been in this situation, or Steve might be right. Sometimes ignorance is bliss. The marriage could be saved if she doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
But is it a marriage worth saving? So should Nina confront mom about being a tramp or not? Fitney?
So I really think she needs to talk to her mom and tell her dad. I've had a friend who I found out their significant other was cheating, and I had to tell her.
But did she believe you?
Yeah, and they ended up ending things right on the spot. Like,
wow.
Yeah, it
you
was
wrecked
bad.
You wrecked him.
She didn't wreck him. She
destroyed.
No, she was just the instrument
my friend even said that it was. She was better off knowing, and she preferred that I told her than to go on living in the dark.
It is, yeah.
She has a good point.
But there are other people who Steve was alluding to it, like, will be like, I don't believe, and they'll, like, break it off with you because you're the person who's like, I don't want to believe your conspiracy theory about my man, so
They'll take it out on you.
Yes.
Right, this is his daughter.
You're right. So there's, thank you for the call, Fitney. Steve can't handle it when a point gets made where somewhere telling is the right answer. So he's just over there like, he's literally like picking crap out of his teeth. Like, hi, Amber. LaShawn.
Yay, guys.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think Nina needs to evaluate or reevaluate her relationship if she's in one and really ask herself, is this about my relationship or is this about my parents?
Nice.
Her parents have grown. You know, and she doesn't know if they have an open relationship or not. She doesn't know if her dad actually knows what her mom is doing.
You're right.
If they've been together for as long as it seems that they've been together since she's already an adult, I've got an idea that he may know what's going on.
I don't know. If he works late, she's like, he works late. He doesn't pay enough attention to her. She was almost at the beginning of that, giving her mom a little permission. Like, dad's not there enough.
I mean, she's taking a huge risk. Yeah.
And that's the key right there, that she knows of. As parents, we don't tell our kids everything, especially when it comes to our sex life.
Exactly.
You're right. But it just seems dirty.
It does, because we're looking at it from the outside.
So, LaShawn, you're saying she needs to just mind her own business.
Oh, look at, he's going to.
There it goes again.
He never comes and summarizes any other person unless it's the one person we found on his side.
You're sort of honed.
You've honed. I'm all the way honed. Chris?
Yes.
What do you think? You've been through this, it sounds like.
Yes, she should tell her father. I found out just recently that my ex-husband cheated on me for 25 years with the same woman.
Oh my gosh.
And nobody told me. And he moved to her. And it was devastating finding out that people knew that I trusted and I loved.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like somebody was stabbing me in the back.
Like, you didn't just...
I tell your father.
You didn't just lose your husband, though. Then you lost every friend because you can't trust them. Because they didn't tell you.
Yeah, it created a huge trust issue in the people that were in my life. But I do know who didn't know and has been supportive. But the people who did, it makes it, it's hard. Mm-hmm. Because you just feel like it, like people lied, like everybody lied. Your whole life was a lie.
But Chris, you had a beautiful marriage, though. You didn't know.
No, that doesn't.
Yeah, you
it's
still had a great.
It's tainted. When you find out later, then you feel like everything's tainted.
But while you're in it, you thought you were in a great.
That doesn't. But then it still.
So if you didn't find out, you would have still thought you were in a great marriage. And you were.
That is such a warped way to look at things.
No, we had our problems, but we were at a stage when he finally decided to play or to let me know what was going on. It was actually on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, man.
And he called me from another state, but he lied. And then I found out about this woman and the 25 years. That's the whole entirety of our marriage.
Right. But
you know what? You're better off to go to your father. I'm not going to bash your mother. She obviously had either some reason for doing it, but she's already made her choice. He hasn't. So be honest with him, because nobody else has been, I mean, your mother, and he deserves that right.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, Chris.
Chris, that we really do appreciate you you calling, because that I think that's going to probably push Nina over the edge. Thank you for the call. I mean, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Even if you feel like your whole marriage was happy, like you still you're just a dupe your whole life.
I know, but you don't find that out until like later.
Oh, it's so painful, and then you just feel so deceived and
a waste.
Yeah, and you're just like, how'd I miss it? And no, I think she needs to tell him.
There's a Candy, there's an Abby, there's a ton of people that we don't have time to get to. They're all saying they're saying at the very least confront the mom, but
put the ball back in mom's.
I'm saying you got to go to dad. Like,
you're right. You brought up a great, this is a cheater.
She's
and a
already
liar.
A liar and a cheater.
Right.
So,
why would she change now?
You still want to sound off? Hit us up on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.